This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
All right, let's go. You're on with Jason and John, 929 FM ESPN. I hope everybody's having a smooth Friday. Getting on into your weekend. Should be a big one right here in Memphis, Tennessee. We got barbecue contests going on all over the place. We got Nike EYBL in town. Officially gets underway today. That'll be a big event, even bigger in this third year that the EYBL, Nike EYBL, has made Memphis one of its session stops. Be even bigger because it's a live recruiting period. We've talked about that here on the show. That means NCAA coaches, basketball coaches, of course, in this instance, will be in attendance over at the Memphis Sports and Events Center. We've talked about it all week. Did earlier with J.J. Greer from Memphis Tourism. He is the man, as director of sports and events for Memphis Tourism, that helps bring events like these to Memphis. And we welcome those, all of those from out of town that might be listening. Hey, maybe they're already... Somebody's already clued them in to download the Odyssey app or something. We welcome you to our fine city. And again, take in the barbecue.
Yeah.
It should be, what, both at Liberty Park and...
That's right.
...down on Tom Lee with Smokeslam.
That's right. That's right. Liberty Park, as I learned, you know, there's... We're trying to brand, right? We're trying to brand that whole area over there. And so, as the great folks at Liberty Park reminded me via email, it's Liberty Park. It's not just near Tiger Lane.
Mm-hmm.
It's all one big conglomerate. So, yes, Liberty Park is definitely popping today. You know, if you see Rick Pitino in Memphis International Airport, if you see John Calipari, you know, that's actually them. No need to do a double take. They're here.
R.C. Johnson would have a twinkle in his eye today about that airport and all the traffic it's going to see over the weekend, especially that new portal we have.
He saw the vision.
It still feels brand new.
He saw the vision with the Memphis Airport.
Yeah,
he said it was one of the reasons to come here.
Yeah,
you know, now that
he never got to see this though.
No, he didn't get to see that brand new. I mean, it really is. I mean, that's beautiful. It's pristine.
It's as up to date as there is in the country.
100%.
Just that one little walkway. I mean, it's not little. It goes
but
and
it,
then
is
it
the
curves
one.
Over, right?
That's it. Yeah,
but it is one.
It is one. It is one. There's right.
Very nice though.
No, we don't. You know, I appreciate that. Right.
It's like, such an update from the old 70s, 60s. Ish thing we had.
Memphis is an amazing airport to connect in because everything is literally just right there. You don't think of a stupid, you know, what do they call them? Skyrail. You ain't got to do none of that.
None of that mess.
Every time you go to Dallas, you got to get on that damn Skyrail.
Or just
minutes.
About anywhere else.
You know?
Yeah, whether it's to another terminal or to a rental car place.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to do that.
No, in Memphis, it's like boom.
And rental car's a little walk away.
I mean, people crap on Memphis.
It might
airport,
be about right? a 50. Is that 50 yards, that walkway? Is that 100 yards?
It's
you know
gotta
that
be, it's
walk
gotta
you got to go from
gotta be way
for the normal people that go all the way to the
yeah,
economy.
Yeah, I think it might be 200 yards.
Is that two football fields?
I think so.
I do feel like by the time I'm done, because I fast walk it, like
yeah.
Chris Paul.
You get on those little...
I'll do that if they're running.
Right.
We haven't spent any money on those and updating those. We've just updated the one hallway we have.
That is true.
So if we could keep those little things going, it would help. But I fast walk it, and by the time I'm done... Usually I feel pretty good. That might be over a football field.
I think
somebody knows the answer to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, it feels like more, but you know, I guess we'll have to see. Next time I'm there, I'll measure it. I'll get out the
I was just coming in a couple of weeks ago.
So what is a football field is 120 yards, right?
Right. Well, yeah, each end zone's 10.
Yeah.
That's how you get there.
So 240 yards? I'd bet it's somewhere between 120.
Yeah, I don't think it's 2.
It's probably like 160 yards, I'd say. I don't know.
Oh, sometimes you'd be way off with that stuff.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And I didn't play professional football, as you know. So my measurement.
Or a damn thing, really.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'd go that far. I did hit the game winner on Wednesday in pickup. It was a fallaway three there left.
Let's give John a respect burger on Friday for hitting a game winner in a rec league. Were there any real witnesses, like people that could speak on this?
There were not others.
Well,
there were not others. And you know what? It had been 3 months since I had played. The first game, I died. Then after I died, I woke again. I had been, you know, reborn. Mm. But I had to go through that first death.
Understood.
You know what I mean? That first cardiac death. But I'll measure it when I'm out there next time. Anyway, big show, big weekend in Memphis this weekend. Again, like you mentioned, the multiple barbecue fest going on at the same time. You got EYBL.
I mean, it's safe to say the dueling barbecue.
Very
fest,
much
right?
Dueling. I mean, it's an affront. I mean, it's definitely.
You know we lean smoke slam around here.
100%. But you can do both. I mean, it's possible.
Oh, absolutely. But I would encourage those coaches as well that
yes.
You don't just have to partake in the barbecue that's on site there at Liberty Park. Get on out, see the river downtown, Tom Lee Park, and get you some of that smoke slam as well. We want to be right. You want to feed both.
If you want to see Gina Neely, you're going to have to go to smoke slam.
Okay.
She's our VIP host.
Mm. There you go.
So I know.
I know that's where Melissa Cookston is, too.
Yes.
But maybe she's making an appearance at both. I don't know.
I don't
when
think
it's
so.
Dueling.
I think that's exclusivity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's what you pay for. So.
Yeah.
And that's who we're rolling with. We're rolling with Smoke Slam, you know.
We're Smoke Slam team here.
There's no doubt about it.
If there was any question, just want to lay it all out there, don't we, John?
100%. 100%. So, big show today. We have a lot to get to. Anthony Sain's going to join us at 11:25. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies, their offseason, NBA playoffs, and more. Looking forward to that.
Pretty sure he's got a big announcement toward the end of that segment.
Oh, yeah, he promised
this. I want to tease it early.
Do you know it?
I have a hint.
Oh, you have a hint.
Yeah.
Is it going to meet a week? Of tees. Is it going to meet that?
Is that when we got it a week
ago? We got it a week ago, yeah.
I don't know if it was a week ago. It might have been days ago. No, I hope so.
Okay.
I hope so.
Right.
I hope so.
Looking forward
I'm
to
eager.
It.
I'm eager.
Yes.
But then you'll have to wait to the end of the segment to hear it. So the buildup will be even greater once he comes on.
Yeah. All right, so we'll do that at 11:25. We'll ask him about the Ja release. There was a Ja 2 release this morning. Yeah. What's he know about it?
I was on the front lines.
One man was on the front lines. Let's see what he's got to show for it.
He may have a story, too.
Yeah.
I got a story about death on the front lines.
And then at 125, as you know, the NBA Combine just wrapped up. PJ Haggerty was there.
Oh, very aware.
So was Kevin Sweeney from Sports Illustrated. Also worked with him a little bit on Field of 68. He was there. We'll talk to him about, you know, some risers, some fallers, what he makes of PJ Haggerty's decision. And, you know, he and I are in this, you know, I reference this college basketball group chat all the time, and he's in there, and he and I frequently clash.
Oh,
we go at it. And a lot of the time it's over Memphis, you know, because
should we expect fireworks here.
I don't think we should expect fireworks, but I am curious to hear what he thinks of Memphis. Normally he has a more pessimistic view of the program,
right?
Which is why we tend to clash in the group chat, but iron sharpens iron. And so I'm looking forward to Kevin joining us, and we'll get his thoughts on all of that.
Excellent.
At 1:25. So that is the show today. But yes, I don't know if it's part of the EYBL, more of a coincidence that it's happening. But the Ja 2 Kool-Aid edition dropped today. Was it on Nike, on sneakers? Where was it?
Sneakers app.
Sneakers app. So super exclusive.
Yeah, I think apparently you can get them on Foot Locker too. I know Drew wrote about it over at DailyMemphis.com. You can read all about it. But if you're hoping to get them, good luck. I might have to go to StockX or someplace like that because they went pretty quickly. But yes, Drew had written about them being on that sneakers app. Others had talked about it, and they got released at 9 and were gone within seconds, or certainly my son's size were.
Mm.
And then I got desperate. I moved all around his size. Then I said, you know what? I'll get a pair of these, but think about this, how stupid I would look in them. What I'll do, because they've got the Kool-Aid man on them. Have you guys seen this partnership? It's elaborate.
I've seen the packaging.
And Drew again talks all about the details in his story over there. But I tried to buy a pair of 11s for myself, telling myself you wouldn't be caught dead in these because they're different colors and you're too old. However, you will store them like you did the day ones, and unlike the day ones that I had to go to StockX to get and paid too much for, right? Yep. The value of these, I feel like, because of this partnership with Kool-Aid that was done, will be high. Will be very high. Will be certainly be higher than the day ones. But I couldn't get it. So pretty sure all sizes were gone within minutes.
Wow.
Some kids' sizes.
Now, these were a little bit more expensive than the average ones?
The 130.
So they put a little tariff on you?
Just because these are, again, branded with Kool-Aid,
right.
They could have charged $150 for them and they would have gone that fast.
Yeah.
He's got some, John, that go for more than that on just regular price.
Let's see.
You know, 130s. Yes, 120 is the usual for adult size. I think it's 90 something for my kid's size. I still do the big kids, which ain't nothing but a little man.
There is a, what size you wear?
But I get a little, you pay less when you pay big kids. 11 in those.
Oh. Sorry, brother. We got a 10 available at Foot Locker, a size 10.
Hit on it, though, because when I hit everything on the Foot Locker link, by the time you hit it, you can't put it in your cart. Some of them aren't crossed off.
Okay. Anyway, you've gone through
literally
this.
Through every size that it was close to me, and I think I hit a 10. But that was on another link. I don't know. It was a different Foot Locker link. A gentleman sent it to me on Twitter. Anyway, if the point of the conversation, Kansas,
it's out of stock.
These things
it doesn't work.
Went like hotcakes.
Yeah, they did.
Here we are. This is the 2 series. Ja's already worn the 3s, which are coming out. You said when? Summer?
Yes. July, I think.
July, yeah. Okay. That's when we switch over to 3s. We're still on 2s, but because these are so now exclusive, you know, this Kool-Aid thing, the Kool-Aid man's on both. I wouldn't be surprised if the Kool-Aid man's going to be at the EYBL this weekend. Again, KD didn't just pop up with shoes for his guy. That was an entire deal by Nike. Did you see it? They had laid out an old PlayStation.
Right.
They did a 90s throwback thing for him. Herd told us earlier this week, Coach Herd from Team Thad comes on with us regularly on Wednesdays, on with Jeffrey Wright on Mondays. He had dropped the breadcrumbs here, and he pretty much confirmed with us on Wednesday. He thinks they're – why wouldn't it coincide with the shoe release today?
Yep.
Ja having a pop-out, whatever you want to call it, over at the EYBL this weekend.
I mean, that just makes too much sense.
100%. Nike does this. Again, you're in Phoenix. Hey, you do one with KD. You're in Memphis. You do one with Ja. This is what's going on at Liberty Park. Oh, by the way, you'll have all of the NCAA basketball coaching world pretty much. Again, I don't know if they're sending all their assistants, John, but I figured they are. This is your last chance.
Yes.
Until July.
Yes.
To see these guys.
Yes.
Especially all that's on top of it. That place is going to be. Then you got a barbecue contest over there. That place is going to be buzzing this weekend.
The big part, and sort of that would, I think, equate to more coaches being here than maybe otherwise would have been, is that Tyron Stokes is playing.
There you go.
He was not supposed to be playing.
Right.
He had announced. Last month, he was not playing EYBL.
Summer. Right,
he's the number one player in the country. He's available. He's
changed
not committed.
His mind recently, you point out.
He changed his mind for this event. Mm-hmm. He didn't play in the first session
because it's live, bro.
Yeah, and so now I think if you're a coach of a blue blood that's recruiting this guy, Kentucky, Kansas,
you have to be there.
You got
to
be there
because that's still important.
That's
even
right.
Even though in the end it's the money, and Josh has told us that, and Penny has told. We just mentioned Josh because we just had him on. UNLV coach Penny's told us that when he's come on, it's all about the money.
Yes.
But you absolutely still, at these types of events, when you're going after the five-star, you have to be there. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the kid can say, well, hey, you're making the same offer, but you weren't there for me the way this coach was.
He postponed a visit to be here. He was going to visit Kentucky this weekend.
I see the spark in your eye now. I've been trying to tell you how big this thing is for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, so I do think, to your point about coaches.
There has been a shift here. The kid says, I'm coming, and that was recent in terms of the change. So.
You know, if you're Oregon, if you're Gonzaga, which is where he plans on visiting, you bet your ass you're coming now.
Bro, they're all coming.
You know?
And so that's what I'm talking
staffs.
About. You can't get a hotel room, I don't believe, in Memphis this weekend.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about having to go out to Jackson and stuff. I heard talking about that, too.
Exactly.
All hotel rooms are booked.
Exactly.
Good luck finding one if you can. And, you know, it might be on Lamar or something.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
A one-hour jump.
I think,
So do just move on. You don't understand.
Do you do like you say? All right, I don't know 24 of these.
I don't know if they're still there. Well, yeah, you could pull that off, and a college coach could come in here and what are you talking about?
Yeah, I need 24 1 hour.
Here's your tip.
Right.
If it's the only thing here.
There's a guy on TikTok who stays in those hotels and reviews them.
I ain't been, you know, I ain't been down them roads in a while.
Yeah.
Never been in one. Don't get me wrong. Even the converted heathen.
Right. I mean,
didn't go in.
I don't think I would
but
be.
But they were there for a long time.
The ones, you know, that said have HBO. No, I'm talking about. You say you see them on the way to Tunica.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, yeah. I'm sure you do
got
HBO.
You might be able to get one of them. But but if, you know, if it's any kind of brand name on it, no, you're going to have to go to Jackson or something.
But yeah, like there's this truck
that's
driver
city,
or something that's on TikTok and he stays in all these hour by hour, you know, hotels and reviews.
Why doesn't
them
he
on
just
TikTok?
Live in his truck?
I don't know.
Sleep in his truck. That's what they're made to do. They got a bed in the cab or whatever you call
it.
Yeah,
I think his shtick is he likes to check these places out and see how nasty they are. Mm. And they usually are nasty. Mm. I mean, there's only a few that I've seen so far that are up to snuff. So hopefully, you know, no one's staying in those.
Of course
not. We're not. Our infrastructure is not quite prepared for those. But
if we can do this, man, why can't we? You know why? Because they're not downtown. Can't pull off All-Star.
Right.
Jarvis told us. JJ told us, Jarvis Jr. JJ told us that you know, this is the biggest one Nike's done.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you're well over between 5,000 and 8,000 rooms. 5,000 was last year before you had the coaches. And, oh, by the way, as we said, you got two barbecue contests here in town. If them folks ain't sleeping in their trucks and they got hotel rooms that they had to book weeks and months in advance, man, everything's packed up. This is your restaurants are packed. Grub is being bought. This is good. This month of May is exploding for our city. And they've been doing this over the MSEC with the Puma event last 2 weeks. Still have brought in 150, 200 teams. They got all the parents to come in with that. MSEC's bringing stuff in here, man. And Nike, like I've continued to say, has blessed Memphis making this the maybe a jaw sort of pop out thing in line with the coaches live. Now you got the number one player in the country saying, I got to be in Memphis.
Yep.
You know, for this. Coming out of a decision where he said he wasn't gonna play EYBL.
You mean you can get the Jai 2s. I'm just like still on Foot Locker here. Like you can get the Jai 2s on Foot Locker for $80 now. You know, so
some of them.
Yeah,
the older versions. I can tell you've been out the game a long time. Those are the ones that have been out for a while that go down.
Yeah, you know, I have. You're right. I have been out of the game. I haven't bought any of the Jai 2s. I haven't bought new. I bought like four pairs of the Jai 1s, like you.
I tried to get back in the fight this morning. Man, it's still so hard.
Do you
got to, like, win the lottery.
Do you think it's, like, bots?
That's like me on for the Freedom Education scholarship yesterday at 12. Everybody's trying to get on. On the Nike, the sneakers app at least,
right.
It says push and filtering out the bots. So if you look at my post, it was right at 9 o'clock, dude.
Right.
It says you're in line.
You were there.
We're filtering out the bots.
Yep.
We're making sure you're real.
Yep.
Then we're going to get back to you and let you know. Then they hit you with the, you didn't get it. Notification, like before it even hit 901, I think I got the you didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it had hit 901.
Yeah,
this stuff is crazy. But I really think too on this one, because there have been some job releases where, look, dude, you can go on later in the day and get it, whatever else. Like there have been some of those, even with the twos. But it's this Kool-Aid factor. Look at it. He's got the Kool-Aid man is on both shoes, man.
Yep.
So they had to get that deal. They had to merge those. You know that's money. These things will be a collector's item.
Yeah.
So if you got them, congratulations, because it was hard this
But morning. You did the same thing for the Jai 1s, though, didn't you? You used to, I mean, you would get the same method, sneakers app, and you would be successful?
No, I've used that lottery thing with Kobe's. I think that day 1s I got boxed out because I wasn't quick enough or whatever. However we did that.
Yeah.
I don't know if we were on an app or what, but I got boxed out, so I had to go to StockX like some are having to do with this and pay a marked up price.
Yep.
But at least they're real.
Yeah.
But they continue to be of, you know, very little worth.
Yeah, I've got the...
You messed with me. You had the ones that are of good worth.
Yeah.
But you've forgotten them now because you're out of the game.
I've got the Jai 1 scratches.
The scratches, which are probably worth $500 now.
They're going on StockX for $400.
Okay. What are my day 1s going for?
Not that. Those are mass produced.
$170?
Those were mass produced.
I know. It wasn't the first... If you have the first Jordan...
Mm-hmm.
All these years later.
Yeah.
It's worth something, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to outlast all y'all. Right? I'm not pulling my day 1s out. They're going to stay in the packaging. I'm going to put them in a time capsule.
Yeah.
one day they'll have to be worth something.
Dude, the 10.5 in the scratch is going for $1,000.
I told you, you have the right one. And I foolishly bought them day ones. They're worth about 90.
What did you pay for them?
Like what? I'm probably about 170, 180.
Oh, that's not terrible.
I think that's what they still are, though.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't gone up at all.
I think they've gone down. I think they've sunken in price. Like you get $98 on StockX.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't, but you would. But you enjoy them. You have a memory of them. You have like a, you know, that was.
They're just in the box sitting there. They're not worth anything.
Well, just wear them. Which ones did you wear?
I'm gonna pull out the day ones now. That's what you're killing the investment.
It's not an investment anymore.
Take off the StockX thing?
Yes. It's not an investment anymore. You need to wear the shoes now.
No, I'm going to keep them in a time capsule. 50 years from now, Chris will pull them out. All of you all that bought them will have died and gone and putting yours on because John told you they ain't worth nothing.
Which ones did
you? And I will outlast you.
Which ones did you buy and wore where you took the picture of the
The Bass Mouth pink ones?
Okay, the pink ones. Okay, yeah. what were those called? I think those were like fires,
fire.
Right? Yeah, I got those too. Those are the ones I wore the other night to play basketball. So they were good. Fuel. That's what
fuel.
It was. It was the fuels.
Yeah, we're on there lying about colorways.
But you know, it still is. Here's what it shows you.
It was exciting this morning for a little bit.
It still shows you that even in a down year, even in a year where the Grizzlies get swept in the playoffs, Ja gets hurt. This man's shoe is still hot.
Pulling the conversation.
This man's shoe is still hot.
I could not believe how fast they went this morning. Maybe you can still catch some. You go to the EYBL today. You know, they do that. They do something they did similar to with KD at some point for some people. And I'll be interested to see how they get that word out because those things happen fast. Those pop outs or whatever, they happen fast. Ja pulls up, hands out shoes, gone. Now, imagine he's going to walk through there, though.
Right.
Oh, you know, yeah, you're going to definitely make an appearance this weekend.
Throwing them things out.
If not a lot more than that, you know.
Yeah, like Harden at the club.
But his
bro.
Team, I'm not sure. I'm not if his because his guys are younger, right? Then this is 17 and under. I know we've got probably maybe some 16 under other events, but I wonder how many of his team of his AAU squad are playing in these events in Memphis because it's not just EYBL. They're all over town. P7 Bartlett High School.
Yeah,
all over. As will be these college coaches. Big weekend in Memphis. Big weekend.
Very much so.
If you tapped into your basketball.
Yeah.
Or just driving anywhere around Liberty Park, you'll see it.
There's no question about it. We'll talk to Anthony Saint about this, get his thoughts on Ja, the Grizzlies offseason. Chris Harrington wrote a piece about Giannis and how far-fetched it would be for the Grizzlies to acquire Giannis. We'll get into all that. With Anthony saying he's got an announcement. Looking forward to it. Stick around. Jason and John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
FM ESPN. Anthony Sane is the host of the Anthony Sane Show on Bluff City Media. Make sure you're checking it out. Underground King of Memphis Sports Media, Tribal Chief of Grizz Twitter, independent journalist and founder of Asylum Media Group, and father of five-star 2032 multi-sport prospect Gabriel Sane. You can follow him on X at Sane Asylum. He joins us now like he joins us every Friday. We're grateful to have him. Sane, how are you, sir?
Man, I'm good, bro. How y'all doing today?
Everything is good except for the fact that I got on at 9 trying to get a little Chris, as you saw, the Kool-Aid Jatus.
Yeah.
Gone. Ja is still a hot commodity, brother. At least this
Oh, yeah, for
though.
Sure.
Yes.
I saw your tweet, and I was like, I hope Jason didn't think that any regular human was going to be able to get that shoe.
You didn't even get in there and fight. That's what I thought.
Nah,
See, I was on the front line.
You know me, man.
I knew you would not, and I said that about you earlier. I said, I figure I'm on the front line. I don't know if Sane got in the fight this morning.
Nah, you know me, man. I'm a Swoosh member. If I don't get the 30 or 40% discount, I ain't got to have them. I don't pay. I ain't paying the strength of my jaws. I got six pair, man. Shout out to – I bought the Woods joints last week. They were like $40 on sale. I got those. I got the what they call these? The teal, the Vancouver joints with the
inside out scratch. Now, John, yeah, I'm confused on scratches because John has an original scratch.
There's reverse scratches. Yeah, there's the scratch, and then there's reverse scratch, and then one, and then he did the same thing in the two. But the scratch one, which is the mostly blue one, is the one that everybody wants.
That's the one that came out of the pop out.
Yes.
You're talking about the inauguration joint.
Wasn't it like All Star Weekend or something?
Was that it?
Yeah. Two years ago or something?
I didn't get them from there.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know. I'm just saying
they were part of that.
But it
was very exclusive.
And it was limited edition, yeah. I guess I just got lucky.
They're worth $400, Sane.
No, they're worth $1,000. 10 and a half.
You talking about the first scratch, the Ja ones.
The Ja ones.
Oh, yeah. Those Ja's hot, yeah. But, yeah, I got the Ja 2 scratches. I got them about a week or so ago. And also, man, a long-time supporter and listener friend of mine, my guy J-Lu, been rocking with me for a long time. He called me one day. He was like, "Sane, you got these jars that got like the cream, black, and pink." I said, "No, I ain't got them, my bro." My boy, he said, "Man, they got them on sale. I'm about to grab you a pair. What size you need?" I said, "Man, go on, run your boy that 11. So he got me an 11. I met up with him and his wife. We had lunch last week, and he got me a pair of jars. So, bro, I ain't paying the strength. I ain't giving these country boys nothing for the price for these shoes at all, bro. What time is the
Ja pop out this weekend? Do you know?
I don't know. I'm sure they're doing something, though.
He got
plenty of free time right now.
Heard pretty much said that he knows he's doing something. He said,
I would pay attention to Lottie Yates' account because I know she did the last one with him. So she probably is going to be doing it again. I know she's got that connection with Ja with Nike and
that's
Footlock
right.
and all that type of stuff.
She was on the last one.
But that Kool-Aid junk get off, though, bro. As a black man, I don't know whether to be excited or offended that there's a Kool-Aid Ja.
What do you mean? How could you be offended? Ja has decided he must have approved these.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm just saying, you know, there's always been the connotation, the connection between, you know, black people and Kool-Aid. So, I mean, I'm with it, though. I don't really know which side
it's
to
really
take,
an
but right
embracing
now I'm leaning
it.
Towards.
It's an embracing of the culture. 100%.
And they even got the Kool-Aid man covering his ears like Ja threw the grenade. So,
I did not notice that detail.
The package. The package has the Kool-Aid man covering his ears.
Because I don't know if the shoes come in a huge Kool-Aid box or it's just part of the
If Nike doesn't put somebody in a Kool-Aid man outfit today at the EYBL and have him bust through a wall
with
the Jaws.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
That has to happen because he's on the shoes. Yeah. So you've already done the merger.
Jason, would you do it if they got you a pair of shoes? Would you be the mascot?
But I'd definitely I'd put you out there first, though. We'd have you out there. Remember, you were out there against the ribs. You do that kind of foolish stuff.
I'll do it, but I'm keeping the shoes.
What folks don't know about that is that those things are hot, man, if you've never been in one.
We do need a Kool-Aid man mascot out there throwing grenades in the crowd.
My guy Mark Weber photojournalist for the DM?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He used to be my road dog on Tigers with the CA.
Is Mark Weber the guy with the glasses, kind of short guy, dark
yeah,
hair?
Yeah. Best of what it is, just as good as it gets. I think we were at Marshall, and we were in the back. I've never told this story, and probably shouldn't. You still get him in trouble since he's still in action. But we were in the back, and there was one of those herd, whatever that is. Whatever is that the thundering herd, whatever that their mascot is. It's like a big old deer. Mm-hmm. We were in the back. The head was there. The man put it on. And first thing you notice is how funky those things are, because everybody that's had it on has sweated all through it.
Big time. Yep.
And immediately, I mean, he's taking it right off, and he was hot, man, already sweating, man. Those things are incredibly hot. Whoever wears the Kool-Aid Man uniform this weekend going to be extremely hot. He'll be earning his keep. But yeah,
you might hear the Kool-Aid Man cussing for real up under that joint, for sure.
Grizzlies, did you read Harrington's piece? He basically says, and if you didn't, here's the gist of it. As far as I know, gonna be tough to trade for Giannis. You have to keep Ja, and you're probably not trading Jaren. That all sound about right?
I don't. All these discussions about the Grizzlies and Giannis sound like pure silliness to me, bro. Like I know we're not in the playoffs.
We hadn't talked to you since he came out, so yeah, I just wanted to get this out of the way you first. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, you're talking about trading one of the best players in today's NBA. Probably, you know, you're talking about a franchise who had Oscar Robertson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and this dude. Like, this is the lineage you're talking about. These are the level of player you're talking about. I don't even understand why we think you're not getting Giannis for anything outside of Ja Morant with the Memphis Grizzlies. I don't understand. Like, we live in a weird culture, man, with all this trade culture. And the Luka thing just jacked up everything, right?
It added to it.
And it's really got people thinking that, like, anything can happen. Anything can't happen in the NBA, bro. Like, this Milwaukee team, even though Giannis has done a lot for them and he's Giannis and he's, you know, he deserves to be handled a certain way. And I'm sure they're going to do right by Giannis to an extent. They're not about to just send Giannis wherever he wants to go and just take back whatever another team wants.
Right.
That kind of deal is not happening with Giannis. That Bucks front office is very shrewd. They've been shrewd for a long time. They've made moves to get better and better and better. I don't think they're just going to say, hey, we'll take Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody. And it's not happening, bro. Like, they're not going to make a deal like that to send, you know, Giannis wherever he wants to go. He's not going to go to Miami, and Miami keeps Tyler Hero, and they keep can't think of his name. Bam Adebayo. Like, that's not happening. But here's one thing I will say about the Grizzlies, though. If when you talk about trades for Giannis, right, like realistic trades where teams trade off what it would take to possibly move a Giannis and who would be left for him to play with, the Grizzlies would be pretty high on it. If there was a trade where you can – I don't think this is happening, but if you had a Jaren, not because we wouldn't want to do it, but I don't think the Bucks would take it. If there was a Jaren and Desmond Bane deal –
Right, because that money
Giannis is like, is like, okay, well, my partner is Ja Morant. That might be one of the better tandems he would be left with once teams actually can make a trade that equates to something that might get the Bucks' attention. Him and Ja would be a nice duo. I don't think that's happening. But I'll say this too, man. Like, I'm totally okay that if Milwaukee says, hey, we're about to trade Giannis, Memphis, do Ja Morant for Giannis Antetokounmpo. I love Ja Morant, bro, but I'm getting him the hell up out of here if there's a Giannis trade on the table. Like, I don't understand why we're acting like Ja wouldn't be on the table on a trade like that. Giannis is one of the greatest players of all time, and he's gonna play 70-something games a season. He's durable as hell. And he's got at least 10, he's probably got 10 more years of playing at a high level in him, even though he's 30 years old, because he's never been a traditional big in the NBA. He's always been a perimeter-based guy who's handling the ball. There could be a time where you're asking Giannis, okay, go play like a center, and that could extend his career even more. So I don't understand why those type of things aren't on the table, or especially when people are talking about Jaren's probably off the table. Why? For Giannis, like, what are we talking about, bro? Like, be for real. Zoo's one of the best players we've ever seen play basketball. Like, there's no way, there's nobody that's off the table for the Grizzlies for that. But I also don't think there's a realistic trade where the Grizzlies could get him back.
I agree with that. And I would also say that Giannis and Ja, I don't think it would work. I just don't think that, like, in terms of where you would want it to work, you want it to work for a championship, right? I mean, that's what... And I just feel like the pieces you would have to send out to try to make that marriage, I mean, who's shooting the ball, bro? Mm-hmm. Like, we got career 25% shooters out there. Like,
You know my take on all that stuff, man. I understand at the end of the day you're playing for championships, but if Giannis Antetokounmpo and John Morant are playing basketball in your city,
I mean, you're right.
Really work is relative as hell.
Because it would work for attendance, and it would work for, you know,
FedEx would be rocking, and, you're right. And the city would be rocking if Giannis and Ja are in the same city.
We're
going to have Cam Spencer shooting that thing, that dog.
Yeah, Cam Spencer and Jalen Wells are going to be shooting the hell out of it. Zach Edey can shoot 8 a game for all I care if Ja and Giannis are here.
I ain't going to lie. Like, his brother stinks, so it concerns
Bring him
me.
On.
Pat Spencer. You know, because we saw a lot of him.
I thought you were talking about Thanasis.
No, talking about
Pat.
Pat Spencer was like, he got all the minutes this series. And I'm like, man, please let Cam be better than this, bro. Because Pat cannot play.
His brother looks like he sells used cars, though. He doesn't look like a basketball player.
I know, but he's like on the main roster. Like, he's out there getting playoff minutes. Like,
yeah, but Cam Spencer looks like a guy who's going to be running for mayor somewhere in Iowa or something. He looks like a future politician. His brother looks like a car insurance. I mean, a home and fire insurance salesman. He don't like a hooper at all.
No, you're right. It would be a lot of Cam. In this iteration, it'd be a lot of Cam and Jalen. I bet they probably want Jalen Wells in that deal, man.
You'd probably get Chris Middleton. He'll probably get a buyout of Milwaukee, and he'll probably come here for the league minimum. Like, a lot of stuff would happen. I would figure out a way to be okay, bro, because we ain't never won a championship in Memphis ever. But if I've got Giannis and Ja on the same team, I really wouldn't care if we ever won one, because that would be some really fun basketball for a long time.
What is Dallas going to be with Cooper Flagg?
Next year's gonna be rocky because you don't have Kyrie.
No Kyrie for a while, right? Yep.
And we don't really know what Cooper Flagg is gonna be in the league. I know he played with the Olympic team, but that's different when you're in those lines of the court in a real NBA game. And he's not particularly a guy that you can just give the ball to and just say, go beat Luka. Like, he's not that type of player. So I think they'll be good. I think they'll be good defensively, because him and AD alone are gonna be crazy on defense. They'll have to get some type of guard play to be better on that team. In the here and now, I don't think they'll be, you know, too good, but they'll be around the play-in. I think they'll be that way anyway. I mean, they were this year, even with losing Kyrie in the middle of the season. I think with another year of off-season trades, things like that, Dallas is going to be a pretty good team.
Are we
just not going to talk about the draft being rigged? We're not doing it?
Well, I mean, I didn't know if you wanted to go there or not, but certainly still get
as,
to that.
As the originator of the NBA conspiracies in the city of Memphis, which is a segment me and you guys did summers ago, now everybody wants to get on the conspiracy bandwagon. I really feel kind of appalled. I feel mixed emotions, like I feel about the Ja Kool-Aid Man thing. I feel honored and I feel offended at the same time. But, yeah, we could talk about it if you want to, but I'm not going to force it if y'all don't.
Well, I'm just saying, if they rigged it this year, then what were they doing when they gave it to New Orleans and Memphis? They were rigging that, too, to send those guys to the small market?
Very much so. Do you want an explanation for that? You got my music queued up?
I mean, I'm right. Go.
No,
the explanation for this one?
Yeah, no. I'm talking about Zion. Like, that's a layup. You ready?
It has been a while since you've given us your conspiracy theory.
Let's I don't know if we can do. I don't know. It might have too much dust on it. Brad's looking like that thing is buried 6 feet deep.
I heard Connor Dunning and Gabe Kuhn doing it the other night. That's how to send a letter of cease and desist to these dudes right now.
They were using the unsolved mysteries theory.
Yeah, they were using unsolved. Like, everybody wants to be a conspiracy theorist now, man. I've been told y'all the draft is fixed.
There was a time years. When son.
I ain't got to figure this out. Sorry, guys.
I'll go bareback, man. Y'all ready? We're ready for the explanation.
Because we're on a computer with the Zoom.
We're all men here, you know. So just one.
Yeah, we're gonna. Yeah. I'm gonna go a la carte. All right. Zion Williamson was drafted number one pick. It was given to New Orleans Pelicans, right? Pelicans were one, Grizzlies were two. This is one a lot of people throw out. How soon we forget that the year before that, just like this year. Do New Orleans Pelicans trade a gift was given to the Lakers again to LeBron James and Anthony Davis from New Orleans? It was literally the summer before that. Did we forget that? Y'all remember that, right?
Did not forget that.
Yeah, that's
right. And in the same manner as this draft, they gifted LeBron in the regular season and they came right back again and they gave them the get back with Cooper Flagg. Also, the summer before that draft, Adam Silver was stealth throwing out the ideas of expanding the NBA. And people in the circles know that there was a lot of kickback from the owners saying, why are we talking about expanding when we have struggling teams now? We have teams like Memphis. We have teams like New Orleans who are struggling. as far as being as far as market size is concerned. Adam Silver took that information, plus the fact that the New Orleans Pelicans had just lost Anthony Davis, sent them Zion Williamson, sent Memphis Ja Morant at the number two pick. It definitely helped Memphis, because Memphis definitely went from being a team at the bottom of the league to a team at least at the top half of the league, and you know, multiple, you know, second place seeds in the West, things like that. High marketability with Ja Morant. Now his whole expansion deal makes more sense. It has more legs to it, because now the teams at the bottom, you have to strengthen the bottom of your product if you're talking about making your product bigger. You have to be able, because you don't have to send, I don't have to send Zion to the Knicks for the Knicks to be a huge market. They're going to support Jalen Brunson. They're going to support OG Anunoby. Like, it don't really matter. Like, if they're good, they're going to be fine regardless. So that's why you send a Zion to New Orleans and a Ja Morant to Memphis, because you're fortifying the bottom of your league in a year where you're talking about expanding the league. And now he's full-blown talking about expanding the league and not moving teams to another city. Come on, man, that was a layup. Here's a question I have for y'all, and I have to everybody who's listening. When it comes down to the people who aren't NBA draft conspiracists, name a draft with a big-name player where it didn't look weird. Every instance of it has looked weird. Every instance of a big-name guy coming out of the draft, it's had you scratching your head. But you can't even tell the time when it didn't have, when it didn't look weird.
Was it weird with LeBron?
Yes, bro, he went to Cleveland.
I know, but who was the favorite back then?
LeBron. I mean, no. It wasn't Cleveland. It was us. I think it was us that year, right? No, hold on.
I know the Grizzlies got number two.
But I'm pretty sure it was us. That's been written about. I think we could have had LeBron James.
I think we were the favorite that year.
Okay, well.
But the LeBron James one, people say, well, why would they want to send LeBron to the smallest market or to a small market like Cleveland?
Well,
it's a comfortability thing. This is an 18-year-old guy that you're hoping is going to be a star of the league. You want to put him in a place where you feel like he's going to be as nurtured and able to develop physically, mentally, be comfortable, all those type of things. Let him stay in Cleveland. Plus some more of the same stuff about, you know, raising up the floor of your league. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally Akron is Cleveland. It's a suburb. It's like Arlington to Memphis. Like, it's like if a kid grew up in Arlington, you know, he gets drafted by the Grizzlies.
If he plays for the Grizzlies, he'll be at home. He gets to get in his own bed. Because I want to say LeBron said that he didn't move. I think he said he didn't move out of his house he grew up. What did he say? It was something LeBron said about he didn't move out of Cleveland until he played for the Heat or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, he was in Cleveland the entire time.
He moved in with a football coach, and
something like that
in Akron.
Yeah,
because he and his mom were going apartment to apartment, and then she decided when he was like nine, hey, you're gonna move in with your football coach and you're gonna live with him, so that you have a little bit more stability. So,
but this year's draft probably was the most egregious rig job they've ever done. Like, this one was like straight up in your face, Vince McMahon. You think you're not going to like this, but you'll like it. Like, this might have been one of the worst ones, bro. Because, like I said, come on, bro. Like, this one was just, like, extremely obvious that it was rigged. So, yeah. But like I said, we'll learn to love it. We'll be happy that Dallas has another, you know, future star and Cooper Flagg. That'll be their foundational star, you know, for, you know, the next 10, 15, you know, 20 years or whatever.
Knicks aren't going to blow this tonight, are they?
No. Crap. Yeah, they might. Hey, I just thought of what you were saying. I kind of was thinking like that series is already over, right? Like, we're talking about Knicks Pacers. But I forgot they still have to play. This is game six tonight, right?
Yes.
That Boston team doesn't have Jason Tatum, but the finals MVP is still on that team. And a lot of people say that, you know, Jason Tatum is a heck of a tool to have on your team, a guy that can get off a shot from anywhere, score anywhere on the court. But if he's out there taking bad three-pointers and he's shooting the ball as bad as he is, he's kind of almost like a black hole. Like, he's kind of killing you guys. And if you're playing more efficiently without him being on the court, even though Jason Tatum is a great player, that Boston team looked pretty good the other night. A lot of that is just, you know, adrenaline, pride, all those type of things. But I don't know if they'll be able to do that again in New York. But I would not be surprised if Boston forces game seven with those guys tonight at all.
That's what we said. John and I both said we're feeling that.
I have to admit, I was –
because they're loaded. That team's still very good, bro. Like, they're not – Jason Tatum's the best player, but he's not dragging a bunch of bums. That team is very talented.
But Cornette will not play like that on the road.
That's right.
No.
And Derrick White's not going to 34 again either. Right. But I will say, I was watching, I admit it, I was watching the run it back, one of the run it backs yesterday with Chandler Parsons mm-hmm. and Lou Williams, and they were not talking about the Grizzlies, which is why I was still watching. But they were talking about Tatum not being, you know, in the game and why it looks so different. And basically, like, Lou Williams mm-hmm. said the reason why they're not better without Tatum, but they're basically just playing. Like, they're just mm-hmm. they're just moving the ball. Like, there's no take turns. It's just like they're just moving the ball as opposed to, like, you know, clearing out and letting one guy get his. So, mm-hmm. you know, I think that's an interesting sort of way to look at it. Like, and yeah. it's like when the Grizz had Tyus instead of Ja, you know, it was kind of like that. It was like, yeah. hey, we're not taking turns. We're just moving the ball and we're making it fluid. And we're not thinking, yeah. you know. Uh-huh.
Did
you
but see? Yeah, Lou Cornette's probably going to turn back to Jay Huff tonight. That's my prediction. He'll go back to being
that's crazy.
Huff.
John mentioned that show. I hadn't thought to ask you, but did you happen to see that interview they did with Gigi Jackson recently?
I don't watch much of anything in totality. I see clips of certain things. I share my kind of disappointment in that type of stuff, man. As somebody who has been, you know, covering the Grizzlies for whenever I want to remember how long I've been doing this, I say, well, how old is Gabe? Because his mom was pregnant when I got into this, right? So I've been doing this for about 11 years, coming up on 12 years, right? And doing radio, doing you guys' show, doing written publications, podcasting for the last few years, all those things. We all know that it's very difficult to get interviews with Memphis Grizzlies players or personnel, mm-hmm. right? And if you go through the team, you're going to get a bunch of nothing, right? And I got the Jalen Wells interview. And a guy was like saying to me on Twitter, like, man, it's good that they work with you to get to make that happen. And I said, no, bro, let me correct you.
I
did not use the Memphis Grizzlies to get that connection. I went through a back channel, and I went through a way that the way of going about doing it would be looked at as wrong or looked at as a way to be punished or whatever in the eyes of the Grizzlies. There's no such thing as that when it comes down to me. But that's how those kind of things are perceived, right? You guys know. You guys told me about some things that happened with you guys on media day, and all, you know how they are. They're super. They're overprotective gatekeepers of their stuff. But yet you see our guys out there being made to look like buffoons, being set up to look silly on these guys' shows, whether it's Ja going on a national show, Gigi. They're going to try to make these guys look silly, and they try to get the young, impressionable players and try to get these sound bites, and we just live in this.
Because the older guys won't do it. They won't come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We live in this media era where it's like everything's about getting the viral sound bite or getting the viral clip or whatever, right? And it's like and it's like but I don't see the Grizzlies really gatekeeping that type of stuff.
Man, it sure didn't help Gigi. No, they hurt themselves.
It made them look really silly, bro. It made Gigi look really silly. Like, you're talking about, oh, we call dudes pigeons. Well, Gigi, you're the pigeon. Like, when teams play us, you're the pigeon that teams are scouting. You know what I mean? Then he's like, well, I'd love to see the Grizzlies make a trade for Giannis. He'll be good with us. I'm like, Gigi, you probably would be involved in that trade, bro. Like, come on. Like, it's just nonsense,
but,
bro.
To your point, they knew that about him, and they're leading him down that road knowing how naive he is and knowing he's going to give him answers like that because how young he is and how excited he is to be on with them. That's why I blame them. Your point about the Grizzlies, which I figured saying they must have hooked this up with Gigi outside of it, sort of like back channel like mm-hmm. you're talking about, because if the Grizzlies approve that, then, oh, man. I mean, you like you said, you're pulling them away mm-hmm. from guys like you, folks that would do this right, make sure these guys are presented in the right light, ask those questions with respect, and then you're putting an okay on an interview like that? Like, that's just a mishandling. Yeah, that's awful, bro. That's awful.
Because like you said, with my interview I did with Jalen Wells, which you guys can go see on the Bluff City Media Network, look up the Anthony Sane Show, Jalen Wells together, it'll pop up on your screen. I think I handled that professionally. I think I handled it with care. I think I handled it with pride.
You did.
I handled it with Memphis pride. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I was excited to put that out to the fan base and to the world to see the type of players that we have here, guys with integrity, guys that care about kids, guys who put time into a simple eight and nine-year-old kid junior beta club induction. You know what I mean? He was telling me on the parking lot, I'm nervous about this. Like, I'm really trying to get my words together.
Bro, and I thought, I thought he appreciated you educating him on Memphis,
on the
history of Bruce Elementary and what that spot meant.
Right.
You know, you could tell he appreciated that. And that's only going to come for that kind of handling with care is only going to come from a Memphis guy, somebody that understands.
Right,
you know,
that's what I'm saying.
You yourself.
That's why I'm like,
ridiculous.
It really ticks me off because
I hear you.
They gatekeep us, right? But, like, when these guys go out there and they do these type of things, because they're educated to know that what like players don't have to listen to what y'all say. I can go around y'all and get straight to the players and get these guys on my show. It seems like they would counteract that type of stuff and try to get more local exposure for these guys in the city by guys who they know will do a great job. Guys like yourself, a Doc Holliday, a Matt Infield, just numerous guys in the city, right, who could do these things. Jarvis Greer, all these guys who would paint a totally different picture for these guys. They don't use us. And I remember times when the Chris Wallaces of the world, even though he was a bad GM, he was accessible. You would hear him on the radio. You would see him on TV shows. You would see Tony Allen interviews, Zach Randolph interviews, Mark, Mike. You would see the big four guys, the core four, they were accessible. And it's like, Ja's going to be a buzz. He's going to be a big guy. He has a machine behind him. He's Ja Morant, one of the most popular players in the league. But in this city, because my guy Kevin Cerrito, who's one of you guys hosts, he made a point the other day. He was saying that, yeah, sure, we like grit and grind. We like tough guys, but we're not that simple-minded either. We just like guys that we know, that we can kind of get to know something about them. We don't really care. They don't have to have this particular story, but we do want to know their story. Yeah. That's just something I feel like the Grizzlies really dropped the ball on with this iteration of the Grizzlies, because things weren't always like this. And there, like I said, there's plenty of guys like myself, like yourself, like other guys in the city who would handle those things with pride, handle those things with care, and they're just not taking advantage of it.
Well said.
Yeah, like I don't know. I've wondered about that. I wondered about like if Jason Tatum was a Grizzly, right? Would he be beloved by the city of Memphis?
If he's no different than
he ain't like that, who was though. Like he ain't
who was more of a cornball than Mike Conley, bro? Like, are we serious? Like, yeah. Yes.
But Tatum, like, Tatum is a
one
guy
of the better players in the league. One of the better players in the league playing in your city. Yes, he would be beloved, bro. But you have to make him look human.
There's some
you
Rudy Gay and Jason Tatum, though. You know what I'm saying? But
Rudy Gay wasn't as good as Jason Tatum, fam.
I know he's like, not. I know he's not. I'm just saying. But like, there's some similarities in terms of, you know, the way they play.
And that's another thing too, John. You got to think about that. The reason why we didn't accept Rudy the way that we accepted Tony, T.A., Mark, Zach, or even Ahmed Haddadi is the lack of accessibility. Like Rudy, you didn't see Rudy out there doing stuff like these other guys did. He didn't do interviews. That type of stuff matters, bro. And that's why when this team is struggling, we're totally disconnected, because there's nothing. We went to go see those Grizzly teams because we felt like we knew those dudes. You understand what I'm saying? Yep. They were so much more accessible. You saw so many more things. Even going back to the Round Town commercials where you saw Pau Gasol speaking bad English on a commercial, or Shane Battier with the Caliente stuff and all that. Like, it was, you felt like you know these dudes. You felt like they were parts of your community. And these guys are actually more involved in the community than those guys may have been in some instances, but you just don't have the coverage of it. And we're in an era now, man, where there are four publications in the city where people are running their mouths about players. You've got two radio stations and two digital broadcasting teams in the city, and one of them is in the building with the players, and you don't even get it there. It's like, bro, it's extremely frustrating. It's maddening, and it's like, and it comes off as being elitist and bougie sometimes. It's like, bro, you can't be that way if you just got swept out the playoffs. This is a time now when you need to be trying to make these guys accessible, make the city, earn the city's trust, earn the city's respect and love back for these guys, and not be mad at the city because we're not paying super inflated prices for playoff tickets for a team and a season that went downhill.
Telling, especially when you just compare Sain's interview with Jalen Wells to the running back interview with GG Jackson. Very telling. Just look at them side by side. I think you'll agree with it, if not all of what Sain's saying, a lot of it. You mentioned before we get you out of here that you had an announcement for us that you wanted to make as part of this segment.
Yes,
what
sir,
you got
man.
For
yes,
us?
Yes, sir. Had to give me a little water, man. I got a little animated when I was
we
talking
love
about,
it, brother. We love it.
I'm passionate about that, man. I love this city. And I don't love the Grizzlies because they're the Grizzlies. I love the Grizzlies because they're the team that's playing when Memphis crossed their chest, man. Amen. I love this city with all my heart, bro. Like, for real. Like, I don't really care who plays for us. You know what I mean? I tell people all the time, there's certain people on this team, if they didn't play for us, I would not like these dudes. You know what I mean? But they're here, so I've learned to love them. You know what I mean? So I'm just super passionate about that type of stuff. And I just know that certain people would make these guys look like the good guys they are, bro. So that's my thing. But with that being said, man, I do have a major announcement to make. I've been doing the Anthony Sain show pretty much independently in partnership with Bluff City Media for 2 years now. I found out it was 2 years yesterday.
Hey, congratulations.
Really,
round of applause for Sain on two years.
Thank you, bro.
Anthony Sain show.
Yeah. I didn't really realize that until Facebook reminded me, you know what I mean? And I definitely thank you guys for the part you all have played in that, because one day I was invited to, you guys are going on vacation. You gave me a call and said, saying, hey, we're going to be about to go on vacation next week. I know it's short notice. Why you're interested in guest hosting the show? I was like, heck yeah, I am, man. Like, I'm going to do it with pride. I'm going to do it with love. You are in high energy. You already know. So I came in and did that. And then that started turning other guest hosts and other shows. And that eventually springboarded me into doing radio, right? My radio thing lasted about a year and a half. We parted ways on that. I was pretty much done with doing anything. And then when I was back being a free agent again, you guys invited me to come back doing the show. It got my hunger back. Me and you started doing a show called Grind Season, a podcast called Grind Season. And, you know, that got my passion back as well. And then the people at Bluff City Media reached out to me. And now we're 2 years in doing this thing. It started off one show a week, a weekly show every Friday, I believe. Then we expanded to Wednesday. Started doing the show Wednesday and Friday. And now, man, I'm just excited to announce that starting Monday, June the 2nd, Anthony Sane's show will be a daily show. We're going Monday through Friday, every day at 2 p.m. on Bluff City Media YouTube. It's easy to find. And I thank you guys so much, man, because I get so many people that walk up to me and they're like, oh, I heard your voice. You're Anthony Sane. I listen to you guys every Friday on Jason and John's show. Like, I just cut you off. Like, I went to, we had a watch party with Bluff City Media, and I went to go pick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.